Helping Hand, it's a new weekly feature on HPR. Each Friday afternoon, we're putting the spotlight on a different organization or event in the community that offers assistance to folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we're learning about Project Vision Hawaii. We have their executive director, Annie Hiller, with us. Aloha, Annie. Welcome to HPR.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about Project Vision Hawaii and how you're involved.
Project Vision Hawaii is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides free vision and retinal screening statewide to underserved communities. We've been in operation for about 5 years and served over 10,000 people on every island except for Niihau. We provide vision and retinal screenings. We help people get glasses who are in need, who are uninsured or underinsured, as well as do school readiness on our keiki in Hawaii.
Wow, a lot of great stuff. And before we hear more of the incredible effort that you guys are doing, what led you to be involved with these folks?
Well, I came from a medical background because both of my parents are local physicians. My dad's on the Big Island and my mom here on Oahu. I come from a lineage of woman healers, nurses, midwives, public health people. And, you know, going into a healthcare field was kind of something that was natural to me. Now, my mom's actually an ophthalmologist here.
Okay.
And, you know, I've got to give her a little plug because she's also on the board of Hawaii Public Radio. And for a living, she looks into people's eyes. And people would always tell me, you know, you give good eye contact.
Mm.
And I said, well, that makes sense. And so I went into this working for the Retina Institute of Hawaii, and they are the founders, and they provided the opportunity for me to be the executive director. So that's kind of how I got into it.
That's great with the connection to your mom and stuff. And so how does the service work? We know that it is obviously from what you kindly told us in the beginning, that it's aimed at folks who are probably not able to afford this different sorts of care. What is the way the protocol or the routine and kind of open up people's eyes, no pun intended, for people out there who are listening, who this if this is something that could be good for them or maybe someone in their life?
Well, Project Vision Hawaii has a mobile unit. So we have a 36-foot RV that we bring to communities. The Young Brothers actually offers to ship it for free, which is very nice. So it allows us to serve our neighbor island friends. We pull up to communities and we provide our services, working with many community partners, gauged and built by the communities. And we welcome you into our RV, do vision testing with the local Lions clubs across the state.
Mm.
They're wonderful partners and the lifeblood of our volunteers. And we do the vision and retinal screening, working with a number of volunteer ophthalmologists statewide. We're actually working with the Hawaii Ophthalmologic Society to expand our partnerships with different ophthalmologists. So excited for that. So people are welcome to, you know, send people in need to us that are uninsured or underinsured, that need glasses or different eye care needs. We're happy to help facilitate care. We're also there for just a screening, if checkup in your neighborhood. Everybody's welcome, whether or not you're insured, uninsured, and what, you know, social economics.
So no requirements on terms of like a financial requirement to take advantage of the service?
Not at all. We'll show you your retina free of charge.
Good folks. That's really something. Now, in terms of ways that people who are listening, no doubt that there are a lot of people who are hearing about the program, Project Vision Hawaii, and want to be supportive. They probably are encouraging. They're impressed with what you're up to. If you think about the challenges that you guys face and the ways that people could assist you, what are ways that our listening community could really come and assist? Is it cash? Is it like Young Brothers is helping you transport your vehicle? Maybe it's supplies or skills, other doctor resources. The floor is yours. How can we help?
Well, really, all of the above. We work with all sorts of volunteers from communities, and we're always trying to engage different partnerships and offer, because we have a mobile unit, we like to invite other partners to provide their free screenings as well. With individuals, you know, we're always looking for good volunteers, whether they be medical people or non-medical people. We can always find a place to help. Supplies are always great. And actually, we're in a annual campaign right now that goes until January 12th, thanks to Friends of Hawaii Charities. It's called Aloha for Hawaii Charities. And if you're interested in giving cash, please go to the website at friendsofhawaiicharities.org. It's very easy, and every dollar that you donate is there's a dollar for dollar match.
Oh.
So that's an opportunity to help us. And obviously, you know, we actually provide services on a shoestring budget, so we're always looking for, you know, gracious donations.
Well, certainly our listeners are familiar with the whole matching concept with our pledge drives and the way that, that folks support. So certainly that's got to be something that they can relate to. And finally, in terms of getting in touch with you guys, I have down 808-282-2265 as a good phone number.
Yes, give us a call.
And projectvisionhawaii.org.
Come check us out at our website.
And we have both of those linked at Helping Hands Online Home at hawaiipublicradio.org. And is there anything else that's really important about the mission that you want to share with folks?
Well, we're just here to provide better vision and opportunities for better vision for Hawaii. And we are very honored and thankful that Hawaii Public Radio allowed us this opportunity to talk about our program.
Through January 12th, take advantage of helping them out. 282-2265 to learn more over the phone, projectvisionhawaii.org, and that other website that you gave?
friendsofhawaiicharities.org.
It is Annie Hiller, Executive Director from Project Vision Hawaii, and we're honored that you would take a few minutes to come down and share a little of the details of this great project that you've got, Project Vision Hawaii. Thank you.
Mahalo nui loa.